This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, we are going to move off of all this Israel stuff. We're going to do a bunch of emails and a couple other things this final hour, but I did have to play one final thing for you from earlier today. I've been saving it. Remember how I said just an hour ago, 2 hours ago, whenever I said it, remember how I said there are going to be a bunch of people who are going to use what's happening over there to emotionally manipulate you. And then I said, don't think that the America-hating communists are going to care enough to be dissuaded from their goals at all. America-hating communists believe destroying America is the most important thing in the world, and they run the government. They're not going to stop. They're not going to back off. They're not going to slow down. Thank you, John Kirby, for actually just coming right out and voicing it.
The United States is now involved in wars that are taking place in Europe and also in the Middle East. I want to play this soundbite for you that is just last month in Vietnam and ask you if this still holds for the president. Watch.
The only existential threat humanity faces, even more frightening than a nuclear war, is global warming going above 1.5 degrees in the next 10 years.
Given all the nuclear players in these two areas where we are now engaged on, does the president stand by that comment?
Absolutely, he does. Climate change is an existential threat. It could, it actually threatens and is capable of wiping out all human life on Earth over time. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how more.
These people. It doesn't matter what happens. And this is what I've been trying to get through when I was discussing our capability to fight World War III. This is not a nation. I know this is going to hurt to hear. This is not a nation that under any circumstances can come together again like it has in the past. You can't come together with the number of people who believe this nation is the height of all evil. And they're your fellow Americans. Don't believe me? Go ask your liberal Aunt Peggy who the most evil country on Earth is. Go ask her. Hey, what's the most evil country on the planet? And see what she tells you. She's going to tell you America. I made all kinds of waves back when Obama was president when I said the thing that I meant. And I've said it since about Biden, and it applies to Obama, it applies to Biden. Honestly, it applies to virtually every elected Democrat in this country now. If you handed them a nuclear weapon and held a gun to their head and told them they absolutely had to drop it on one city, but they could pick any city on the planet or any place on the planet, every single Democrat in this country would drop that bomb somewhere in red America. Every one of them without a moment of hesitation. Without even a moment of hesitation. They believe you and your freedoms and your guns. And they believe you are the height of all evil. They have embarked on a mission to wipe you out. And it doesn't matter what happens. They're not going to be dissuaded from that. All right, move on. We get to emails and stuff. I do want to do a Daddy Jesse thing real quick, though. We have some numbers out about fentanyl. And actually, I just want to talk to the kids real quick. Don't do drugs, kids. And specifically, I'm talking about pills. And I'm not doing the grandpa thing. Don't do drugs. This fentanyl, it's 84% of teen overdose deaths in 2021. Fentanyl. How's it getting in these kids? Valium, Xanax, Percocet. You're buying it from your friends, from the drug dealer in school. Someone's giving it to you at a party. And listen to me, kids. I'm not even doing this thing where I'm telling you, hey, I've been this patron saint my whole life. I certainly would never have touched anything like that before. I'm not saying that. I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. I've made a million mistakes. Sorry, you live in a more dangerous world than the one I came up in. If somebody tries to hand you a pill at a party, even if it's your best friend, you don't have the option of saying, screw it, this might be fun, no more. Keep that crap out of your body, all right? I don't want anybody dying. All right, let's get to some emails. I'm done with the emails. It's either, you know what? Let's go ahead and play it. It happened today. Bad timing, RFK.
This country is ready for a history-making change.
I just can't get over that voice. I'm sorry. I understand that it was a disease or there was something. What was the thing? There was something wrong. Some kind of. He has a legitimate reason for it sounding like that. But there's just no way RFK is ever going to be president with this voice.
This country is ready for a history-making change. They are ready to reclaim their freedom, their independence. And that's why I'm here today. I'm here to declare myself an independent candidate.
Yeah. RFK announced that independent run today. Reuters has a story out. He could draw 1 in 7 voters. Oh, I'm sure he will. Question is, who's he drawing from? Because these presidential campaigns are so close anymore. Whoever he draws more from, that's probably the loser. That's the reality of it. And I've told you my concerns. Been a heavy enough day. We don't have to go through those right now. All right, let's get to some emails. Enough. Jesse, with our borders wide open, we should all be thankful that a bunch of sleeper cells were not activated in the U.S. on Saturday. Unfortunately, it could still happen. Look, I have been warning about this long before the Israel thing. A lot of people have, but how many military-age males have been pouring in from countries, not just Central and South America, where they come here for various reasons. Why are so many Chinese nationals coming across our border? What? There's no question other nations around the world have taken advantage of this period of time where we have an open border to get saboteurs and agents in our country. There's no question about it. But also, rest easy, depending on where you are. I don't know if this will make you rest easy because there's always a suicide bomber or a mass shooter or something like that. But you're never going to see an invasion like that in red America because there are too many guns. Did you see what Israel just did? They just basically told their people, okay, all that gun control stuff, yeah, we're kind of done with that now. Arm up and grab some ammo. That should never have happened to those poor freaking people. 8-9 million people surrounded by all of these people who want to kill you, and you get invaded like that. Every Israeli should have guns. Every single one of them. Make that place completely hostile. That prevents that specific kind of attack here. Even in the cities. But look, you'd probably get a lot of people in the cities. You better stay out of the bad neighborhoods. They're going to start shooting back, pal. Hi, Jesse, last week you talked about how big financial companies are buying up real estate. The question I have is this. If the economy collapses, how can these big commie capitalists, how's that for an oxymoron, cash out if depression leads to deflation like the Great Depression or hyperinflation sets in, making housing even more unaffordable? He said rents are already out of reach in most areas, so on and so forth. It doesn't look promising. Thanks for your honesty about this subject no one else confronts. Listen. There's no question that a housing crisis is a problem for people who own a lot of homes. But it's actually a bigger problem for the people who don't own anything tangible. No matter what comes, depression, hyperinflation, World War III, all three of those things, which you could easily see happening. If you're a gigantic financial corporation, a wealthy person of any means who's been acquiring things that you can touch and feel, like I talk about all the time, you will maybe go through some hard times during it, but you will come out the back end of it smelling like a rose. You just will. That and the history proves that to be so. That's why I don't tell people to go buy this stock and buy this bond. And I'm not telling you not to invest in the stock market. I'm not saying that. But that's why I never push people that way. I never push people that way because that bubble can pop. And I never want this email ever. Jesse, I did what you told me to do. And I bought this great stock and I lost all my retirement. I'm flat, broken, busted now. That would rip my heart out of my... If I did that to somebody, if I was responsible for that, yeah, I have earned your trust and I was responsible for that, it would devastate me. I'm never going to have that phone call from you or that email from you when you buy things you can touch and feel. homes, precious metals, all these things. Buy things you can touch and feel. They last. Even if people can't afford the home values, it's better to have the homes than not have the homes. Hopefully that answered your question. Hi, Jesse. You've spoken many times about seasons and never quitting. May I add my testimonial to this? My first wife and I were married for 40 years and together since age 19. Gosh, that's so wonderful. In year 38, she was diagnosed with ALS. Long story, but for the final 6 months or so, I was her primary caregiver while working full-time. I won't go into all the details, but this was incredibly difficult and exhausting. I lost her in May of 2018. I knew it was coming, but knowing didn't help. It was like half of who I am was gone, spiraled in a routine of going to work, getting off, stopping at the pub, going home and drinking in front of the TV until I fell asleep. Get up the next day and repeat. But God had a different plan for me than the one I was executing. He put yet another strong woman right in front of me. A very unlikely woman, as I worked with her for years. She's 22 years younger than me and a dime. Very long story short, she got me off the couch and out of the pub. Within 2 years, we were married, had bought and sold a home in Washington State, and from that was able to pay cash for our retirement home in beautiful coastal Mississippi. Oh, I love Mississippi. I never believed that I would ever be blessed like I was with my first wife after losing her ever again. But here I am, twice blessed and living my second best life. God is good. Keep on keeping on out there. Thanks, Jesse. And he said I can use his name. His name is Kevin. Remember, even all the horrible stuff going on now, internationally, whatever, it'll pass. It'll pass, all right? Got to be strong for it. You taking your chalk? Taking your male vitality stack every day you are, right, fellas? Ladies, hey, Dave, don't think you're exempted here. We need you too. Are you taking a female vitality stack? Are you ready to have all your levels where they need to be? And instead of needing 3 cups of afternoon coffee, you're going for an afternoon jog because you're bouncing off the walls? You ready to feel 20 years younger again? Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Not big pharma filth. Natural herbal supplements. Chalk only gets the best. They're hardcore anti-communists, so we never have to worry about that. There won't be any Pride Month celebrations at Chalk. All they do is provide you and me the best natural herbal supplements on earth. Go get your stack and get it 35% off. Get a subscription so it's 35% off. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you that 35% off. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are rolling right along here. I told you I was going to get to more of this. You see the U.S.? They gave more than $4.1 billion with a B in grants for LGBT and transgender initiatives worldwide. I've got to stop reading stories like this. You know why? Because it occurs to me that I'm funding all this and you're funding all this. You went to work today and 25% of your day was dedicated to spreading trannyism around the globe. Just, man, we are in a... Yeah, let's get to some emails. Mr. Meat, picking up a chocolate lab puppy in a few weeks. We all can't afford designer dogs. Shut up. And I'm battling with the wife on what to name him. We narrowed it down to 3 names, and we'll let you decide. Hank, Earl, Waylon. Those are the 3 names. He said my decision will be final. His name is Casey. Oh, Earl. You got to name the dog Earl. You have to name the dog Earl. How many dogs have you known? Why are you shaking? I like Waylon, too. I really liked all the names, Chris. But Earl, you've never seen a dog named Earl. Earl's a great name for a dog. That's a great name for a dog. Hello, freakishly tall anti-communist who hablos perfect Espanol and is married to a dime. I'm also an anti-communist author, but looking for my dime. I'm athletic and easy on the eyes, so the ladies tell me, ha, 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 I sound like you. That's... I'm a practicing Catholic. Jesus is first in my life. Hear that, Chris? Jesus. Anyway, I love my family. I have good friends. Hablo Español, Tambien, Tom. I don't. I think that's a different word. Anyway, I want to complete my life with a great conservative woman who both wants and can have children. I've been on tons of dates since I was divorced in 2015. I'm ready to meet a great woman. How can we match up some of the 29 to 37-year-old dimes that write to the show with the early 40s good conservative dudes? You know, freedom is not free. And his name is James. Why do people email in? Like, I don't have any matchmaking ability here. This is not a dating site on this show. Maybe we should start something, though, Chris. Michael, Chris, hear me out. Now, hear me out. Now, this is going to go south. But listen, I'm brainstorming live on the air. What if on our website, do we have a website? We do have a website, right? What is it, Chris? Is that the Jesse Kelly book one? Or no. JesseKellyShow.com. That's awesome. I'm excited. Why are you rubbing your face? I didn't know we had a website. I've never been on it. Is it good, Chris? Is it a good website? It's fine. Nice. Look at us. Wow. All right. Well, see, we have a website. Why don't we put up a personals section? Why are you shaking your head, Chris? Michael likes the idea. What? Why not? Why? There's a reason Craigslist took their personal sound. Why? Oh, people were getting killed. Yeah, I can see how that would be a problem. You know what? Never mind on the personal. We're good. Jesse, RFK just announced independent run for president. Going to be awful for the GOP. What say you? Yeah, I think we're in very serious trouble. Because he has, I'm not voting for him, but His gun control stance is just way out of bounds with me. Way out of bounds with me. I'm not voting for him. But I don't judge you if you are, because I understand his appeal. He has kind of that outsider's appeal. He speaks frequently about the evils of the deep state, the evils of organizations like the CIA and otherwise. He speaks about the evils of big pharma and all that vax stuff. He says a lot of things I like and a lot of things you like. So there's no judgment from me. Again, you're voting on things you're passionate about, on issues that matter that you're passionate about. You're never going to get any judgment out of me. But I'm not voting for him because I believe the Second Amendment is going to be the only thing that saves us in the end. So I'm not negotiating on that. But no, because of that aspect of him, I'm extremely concerned that he's going to pull too many votes away from the Republican. In fact, conspiracy theorist Jesse thinks that might have been the plan all along. Democrats can act as mad as they want at RFK Jr. today. If he ends up costing us the presidency, well, he's going to be the belle of the ball, isn't he? Something to keep in mind. You know what else you should keep in mind? Meat. Meat what, Chris? Meat is everything. It's everything. I had had to go to this event on Saturday night, and they had a ribeye there, this 40-day dry-aged ribeye there. It was at a cutting station. Like, they cut you off. They only gave you a couple little pieces of it. They didn't give you the whole steak. Don't get me wrong. A couple little pieces of it. Wasn't that good. You know why wasn't that good? Guarantee it was foreign meat. American meat is what you need. Good ranchers is all American meat. And a lot of these meat companies, they act like they're American meat, but if you follow the rabbit hole, it's not. Good Ranchers is. These are hardcore patriots that love God and country the same way you do, and they will send the best meat, all American meat. My meat gets delivered to you, to your front door. You don't have to buy it at the grocery store. This is better quality than your grocery store, and they're giving out 2 years worth of free ground beef with it. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse, gets you $25 off any one of your subscription boxes and 2 years worth of free ground beef. That's a $480 value. Go get my meat. GoodRanchers.com, code Jesse. American meat delivered.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email me, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Here was the Deputy National Security Advisor, John Finer.
What stands out in this deal is a $6 billion ransom. They refer to the Secretary of State. They say, though Mr. Blinken says it will only be available for humanitarian trade like food and medicine, the reality is that the waiver now frees up funds for Iran's nuclear program, terrorism, and proxy wars. Your response?
Look, we've been quite clear that we just have a fundamentally different view of this situation and that we believe those criticisms are not well-founded and frankly inaccurate. Any implication that money that has not yet been spent, not a single dollar of that money has yet been spent, it had any role in the attacks that took place, in planning them, in equipping the parties that conducted them, just frankly doesn't make any sense. And as we've been clear, that money can only be spent on humanitarian items. And if Iran spends that money in ways that it's not supposed to, we will know.
But if Iran knows it's getting $6 billion worth of breathing room, is it not fair to assess and have a conversation about whether they then would think the funds they do have in-house that are already at their disposal could be spent in nefarious ways?
We expect that this money is only going to be spent over a fairly extended period of time, years, not weeks, not.
Yes, we have evil communists who run the country. There's no question about it, who hate the country. But also keep in mind, there's a shocking level of immaturity at the highest levels of this nation, especially this government. Remember the three characteristics they all have in common? We're going to focus on the one really quickly that we rarely focus on. The three characteristics that all of our cultural elites have in common. The leaders of all of our institutions. One, no love of country. Many of them hate it, but no love of country. Just America itself. That doesn't enter their mind. That they don't think that way. Two, no connection to the real world. They don't know how normal people live, what the real world's like. And three, they see themselves as kings and queens. Let's focus on two for a minute. How can our foreign policy, how can this government be so full of people who honestly, they're stupid. They're just dumb. And they say things that you would expect out of the mind of a child or out of the mouth of a child, that they are constantly doing this. Why is this? This is what happens in America in these sheltered left-wing commie circles. When you grow up, almost all these people grew up rich kids for the most part. And I'm not dogging on rich kids. If you're rich, that's fine. But protected, fairly sheltered, gated neighborhoods, that kind of thing. They go right from there, which that's not real life, right? When you grow up rich, I didn't grow up rich, but you grow up rich, you are insulated from a lot of the problems of life. I remember like yesterday, I called my dad and told him my car broke down on the way to school. He said, well, too bad, I'm working, go push it. What are you calling me for? You know, it's not, you don't have to go through that crap buying horrible cars and stuff like that. Anyway, so they grow up that way, and then they go to college. And college is, of course, the ultimate goal for every commie parent in this country. They all insist that Billy has to go to Harvard. And then he gets to these places, all these State Department dorks, they all went to these places. He goes to Harvard or Yale or someplace like that. And it's the ultimate bubble existence. There's no real life on some perfectly manicured college campus. You're not working 9 to 5, got to hope to pick up some overtime so you can actually pay the bills this month. It's not real at all. You go to class and you smoke weed and that's it. And then they leave these cushy academic campuses and they go directly into this political world. They all do this. They dive right into, they're working for this congressman or working for this commie think tank. But by the time they end up at the State Department, some State Department spokesman, by the time they end up there, you think, well, he's at the State Department, so surely he knows quite a bit about the world, how things operate. What would happen if you do this or don't do that? Surely he's boned up on everything and knows, right? When in reality, he's one of the dumbest people in the country. He knows less than you do and I do. Far less. He's far less informed than you are. These people are lost. They're just a bunch of kids. They're 50-year-old kids in some cases. But emotionally, maturity level-wise, wisdom level-wise, their children is what they are. No idea how the world actually works. And behind that is always that hatred of America. And remember, it was Barack Obama. He was the one who started cozying up to Iran. He was the one who really started cozying up to Iran. And this has confused people ever since. Why would he do this? Why? I don't understand. Why would he do this? Well, why do you think Democrats are constantly cozying up to countries who hate us and call us the great Satan? Why do you think that is? Because they agree. Barack Obama cozied up to Iran because they have one very important thing in common. They both think America sucks. And that any problems that are out there, any tensions between Iran and us, obviously our fault, the big evil America. That's just, they go through everything. They look at everything through that prism of America sucks. America sucks. America sucks. America sucks. That's how they look at things. Dr. Jesse, I finally married my dime wife of this year. We're taking our honeymoon to Italy in a couple weeks. Oh, that's cool. You have any suggestions on good history books to read there to pass the time? I already gave you. It's Vinny. Congratulations, Vinny. I gave you one earlier. That was a good book I just finished not too long ago. Last Stand of the Tin Can Sailors. I have another one I'm reading right now. We Few. I was about to mess up the title of it. We Few, the book is called. It's by Nick Brockhausen. He was a Green Beret, a SOG guy, one of the guys who was doing a bunch of shooting and cool stuff in Vietnam. And I'm only about halfway through the book. Not for kids. Parents, not for kids. We Few is a very frank, very honest book about some things. It's very vulgar. Look, he's a combat Green Beret. They are what they are, right? But not for kids, excellent book. Absolutely excellent book. All right. Kevin McCarthy, I think he wants to be speaker again. Because Kevin McCarthy ran out and put out a public statement before Biden or Dome.
Now is the time for action. America needs a 5-point plan to meet this moment, to help our ally Israel, and to strengthen our own future. The very first thing we need to do is rescue the American hostages. President Biden's number one priority right now must be finding out how many Americans have been taken hostage and get them home. From last night to this morning, the number of American deaths have doubled from 4 to 9. This administration must also make clear that harming any American will result in the wrath of the United States. We cannot repeat what happened in Afghanistan. It must be clear that we do not negotiate with terrorists and no American will be left behind. Biden's policy on a...
Stop on that for a minute. It's actually not a bad statement. But let's stop on that for a minute. We don't negotiate with terrorists. We just gave Iran $6 billion to give us our people back. And this is the problem. We do negotiate with terrorists. All the time. All the time. We shouldn't, but we do. We don't operate as if we're a superpower who wants to protect its citizens. We operate as if we're scared at all times. No, I'm too scared. I'm scared about this. I'm scared about that. We do negotiate with terrorists all the time here. It's part of the reason we're in this situation. You know, that leads me to another talk. You know, let's have a little talk about something before we wrap up the show. Before we get to that, let's do this real quick. Let's talk about practicing with your weapon. Right about now is a good time to go relieve some stress, turn off the news, put down your phone, go relieve some stress in a healthy way, in a healthy way. Not all the unhealthy ways we use, the ones I've used many times, a healthy way. Pull out your Mantis X. It attaches to your weapon and you practice with your weapon in the comfort of your home. Go put yourself through some drills right now. Take 10 minutes. Take 20 minutes. Get faster and deadlier. Feel good about yourself. Do something. That's part of the reason I went for that ruck today. I just wanted to get my mind off of everything and do something. Go to MantisX.com and start training with your weapon the way the professionals train. Speaking of Green Berets, they use Mantis X. The Marines, Mantis X. Mantis X. Go get one. Don't hope you're ready if, God forbid, something ever happens. Make sure. The only way to make sure is train. Do your training. MantisX.com. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll be back to do it tomorrow. Email me whatever you want. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. You know, as we watch everything kind of go nuts right now, and it looks real mega nuts right now in Russia, Ukraine, and all the Israel stuff, and China kicking off for Taiwan probably before too long here. And there is something to keep in mind. We were just talking about negotiating with terrorists and how we paid off Iran and all these things. I've always thought there was a history book that could be written that's never been written. I just don't know if there's a historian around today who could write it, but it would be a fascinating concept. One thing I have always loved is what it's like in a region, in a specific region, once you had this long-established superpower that really ruled the region, once that crumbled and kind of started going away. Because the history stories out that are out there of that, it just, everywhere where this happens, it turns into complete and utter chaos for a long period of time until another one emerges. It's like that old theory about organized crime, the mafia. Some guys will tell you, some cop friends of mine will tell you, that whether it's the mafia or just one of the gangs in the area, that they actually prefer it if one of them gets majorly powerful, super, super powerful, to where they run things. Why? Because then they try to keep the street crime down. There's actually less violence when there's one empire that rules. When the empire goes away, like what happens in Chicago, so much of the violence you see in Chicago, that's because there's no dominant gang. There's all these different gangs murdering each other every 5 seconds. Same thing for empires in the world stage. When the Persians went away, chaos in that area for a while, especially because Alexander then died and had to split up the empire. The Assyrians, same thing. Pick your ancient, the Mongols, when the Mongols would, pick your ancient place, pick a region, and this empire rules, and what they say goes. The second it goes away, chaos and violence and insanity comes in as the order of things gets all mixed up. Now, maybe you're saying, but Jesse, this isn't our region. Well, the world is our region now that it's such a global, it's just, we're global people now because of transportation and technology and everything. The world is our region. As America loses its footing and stumbles here in our, I'm not saying final days, I'm not saying that, but we're definitely on the back end, right? On the back end, for sure. You're seeing what happens. You're seeing what happens as Rome begins to crumble. You see, you know, that's a great example. People talk about the crumbling of Rome and the sacking of Rome. Did you know this? Once the Roman Empire split, right? Eastern, Western, Eastern Empire becomes basically the Byzantines, although they called themselves Romans. Well, the barbarians kept pillaging Rome and kept pillaging Rome. And finally, Justinian had about enough of it. He was ruling the Byzantines at the time, sent his general and his army over there, and they took the place. But then that didn't stop anything either, because Rome wasn't Rome anymore. It wasn't a power in the region. Even if you took it back, you didn't create a new power in the region. So the barbarians came and laid siege to it, and then they took it back, and then this siege, and then this siege, and you just watch this area of Italy. You know, you can dog on the Romans all you want, those big, stupid, evil Romans. This peninsula of Italy had this stability to it. I realize there were wars and rebellions and things, but had this stability to it for 1,000 years. And then this big, mean, evil empire goes away, and it just turns into utter chaos. War and warlords and clans and things like that. Now imagine that on a more global scale, because we're not talking about tinier regions now. America has, rightly or wrongly, had a footprint everywhere for 100 years, everywhere. There's always a carrier group close. There's always a base close. There's always a division close. We're here and we're watching. Don't get out of line. We're here. as we degrade militarily, financially, morally, as we lose our ability to do that, we're going to witness chaos around the globe. It's inevitable. Chaos is coming. Look, we'll be strong enough. We'll get through it, but that's the deal. Speaking of military, there's a lot of military vets struggling with debt right now, especially in this economy. You know how I've been telling you that Pure Talk shares our values? Get this. While Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are sending your money to Black Lives Matter, Pure Talk has a goal. They came up with a goal. By Veterans Day, Pure Talk wants to eliminate $10 million in military debt by Veterans Day. Now, isn't that the kind of thing you like to support? Or would you rather support Black Lives Matter? I understand. Look, if you'd rather support Black Lives Matter, stay with T-Mobile. If you'd like to instead help out our veterans who fought for this country, pick up your cell phone and dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly. Take 10 minutes on the phone speaking to an American who speaks English and switch. You can keep your phone. You can keep your number. It's cake. But pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk today. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
WAPO columnist celebrates anti-Jew terrorism as exactly what, quote, decolonization means. Some idiot went out there and said, what did y'all think decolonization meant? Vibes and papers and essays, losers. And then some big shot Washington columnist named Karen Ataya loved it, reposted it and whatnot. Look, these people are all violent. America's communists are violent, and they believe that violence is more than warranted in order to get what they want. And you're surrounded by these people. Don't think it's just the Israelis surrounded by people who hate them and want them dead. You are surrounded by the same people here. Study: less than half of the clinically depressed adolescents got treatment amid COVID lockdowns. But maybe a better thing to ask is why we have so many adolescents who are clinically depressed. Walgreens walkout. Your pharmacy might be closed next week. Praise God. Renegade House Republicans aren't sorry. Congress has ground to a halt amid Israeli war, and Kevin McCarthy has words for them. Yes, the war in Israel definitely means we need to get the House of Representatives back together again. How about they stay away forever? Amazon Alexa has been claiming the 2020 election was stolen. Need to get one of those. Turkey's Erdogan tells supporters that he does not recognize LGBT. Wow. Turkey's big shot president takes an open shot at Lindsey Graham. WAPO demonizes drinkers of colonizer pumpkin spice. Take that, white women. And you, email me. We'll be back tomorrow and do it again, all right? Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.